Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to look at four sight words, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly and remember to write your name and no one else's. When you're finished, put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Now, if you look at your page, you're going to see four big fat sight words going down the page. The first one at the top says A-N. That says an. And then next to it are a group of words. I want you to stay in that section before you move down. Don't move down until I tell you to. Otherwise, you might get a little bit confused. So let's look at the word an. A-N-an. Let's color the letter A. Let's color it pink. Can you find your pink crayon? Let's color the letter A in Anne pink. Go ahead. So Anne starts with the letter A. It's a little word. It only has how many letters in the word Anne? Yep, it only has two letters in the word Anne. And we are coloring the first letter A pink. Anne starts with the letter A. Anne. All right, you may put your pink crayon down in two. One, can you find a purple crayon for the letter N? Let's color the letter N purple. Ann, A-N-N. Here it is in a sentence. I will eat an apple. I see an octopus. Here is an elephant. Ann. All right, so we have a pink A. And we have a purple N, and I want you to hold on to that purple crayon. But before we do anything else with that group of words, don't do anything yet. Don't go ahead. I want us to practice spelling and saying this word. It's so little. I bet we could do it fast. So listen to me. I'm going to go as fast as I can. A-N-N. A-N-N. You try it. A-N-N. 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 Yes. All right. Now with your purple crayon, I want you to look for the word an inside that group of words, but wait, don't circle it. I want you to underline the word when you find it. You'll underline the word going across so the letters will sit on top of the line. So when you find the word an, draw a line right underneath it so that the letters sit on top of it. Your line will go under it and go across. So use your purple crayon to find the word an in that group of words. You're going to find it six times. It's on there six times. See if you can find it. Use your purple crayon, and if you accidentally underline something, it's okay. Just put an X through it. Okay, let's see if I found it six times. One, two, three, four, five, six. I did. Yes, I did. I did it. I did it. Did you? All right, so our first word is an. An. Here is an apple for you. Let's move to the next word. So you're going to move down. It has a G-I-V-E. That word is give. Give. Let's color the first letter, the G, orange. Can you find an orange crayon? Let's color the letter G, orange. Give begins with the letter G. Give. I will give you the other half of my cookie because I share. This is true. Even though I don't want to share my cookie because cookies are good, I will give you the other half. Give. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Put down that orange crayon. Let's color the letter I yellow. Can you find your yellow crayon and color the yellow I yellow? Color the eye yellow. So we have an orange G and a yellow I. Give is a longer word than an. An only had two letters. How many letters are in the word give? Yes, four of them. G-I-V-E. One, two, three, four. Give. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's find a blue crayon. A blue crayon, any kind of blue will work. And let's color the letter V blue. G-I-V-E, give. Will you give me half of your cookie? Give. Can you give this to him? Give. Sometimes I do not want to give away my food, but I will give you a pencil anytime you need it. It's true. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Can you find a red crayon for the letter E? Find a red crayon for the letter E. G-I-V-E. Give. G-I-V-E. Give. The E is silent. You can't hear it at the end. The last sound we hear in the word give is V. Give. But there is a silent E, so we need to make sure we have it. Okay, take two more seconds. Two, one. Hold on to your red crayon. Hold on, hold on. Don't do anything else yet. Let's practice spelling and saying the word give in our spooky voice. I'll go first. G-I-V-E. Give me your cookie. You do it with me. Ready? G-I-V-E. Give me your cookie. Okay, let's find the word give in our group of words. Let's use our red crayon to underline the word give. Go ahead. When you find the word give, draw a line under it. You're only going to find five this time. You'll only find five this time. G-I-V-E, give. If you make a mistake, it's okay. Just cross it off. Give. We're underlining it. We're drawing a line under the letters going across. So the letters will sit on the line. Did you find all five? One, two, three, four, five. I did too. Okay, so our first word, A-N-A-N. Second word, G-I-V-E, give. Let's move to our next word, L-E-T, let. Let is our third word, L-E-T, let. Let's color the first letter, the letter L, green. Can you find a green crayon? And color the first letter, L, green. Let begins with the letter L, let. Let. Okay, take two more seconds for your green L. Two, one. Good job. Can you find a purple crayon for the letter E? Purple for the letter E. So let. Ann has two letters. Give has four letters. How about the word let? How many letters in the word let? Three. L-E-T. Yes. Let. I will let you use my crayon. I will let you have my, not my snack, nope. I will let you have my crayon, let. All right, put your purple crayon down. And can you find an orange crayon for the letter T? Let's color the letter T, orange. L-E-T, let. I will let you use my pencil. I will let you give it to her. My mom will let me go to the party. Let. All right. Hold on to your orange crayon. Now let's practice spelling and saying the word let in a slow voice. Slow. L-E-T. Let. Do it with me slowly. L-E-T, let. All right, let's find the word let with our orange crayon. Underline it when you find it. You should find it six times. Six times. Use your orange crayon and underline the word let every time you see it. You should find it six times. Okay, I found it. I thought I could only find it five times, but I found it six times. One, two, three, four, five, six. Yes, I did it. Okay, let's review. Our first word, A N an. Next word, G I V E, give. Next word, L E T, let. And our last word has a T H E N, then. Then. Let's get ready to color the letter T. Let's color it blue. I found my blue green crayon, so my letter T is going to be a little turquoisey, but any blue will work. So the then begins with the letter T. Then it has a letter T at the beginning, and we're coloring it blue. Mine's blue green, turquoisey. Letter T for then. Take two more seconds. Two, one, put down that blue crayon and let's find our pink crayon again for the letter H. T-H-E-N, then. First, I will do my work, then I get to go to recess. Yay! Or first, I will eat my dinner and then I will get dessert. Yes. All right, take two more seconds. Two, one. Can you find your yellow crayon for the letter E? Find your yellow crayon for the letter E. T-H-E-N, then. T-H-E-N, then. First, do your work, and then you can play. All right, take two more seconds for that yellow E. Two, one. Let's color the letter N green. Then ends with the letter N. You can hear it. Then. How many letters are in the word then? Have you counted them? How many letters? T-H-E-N. Four letters in the word then. First, we will color, then we will practice spelling and saying the word then. All right, let's practice and spell it. Let's use our cowboy voice when we practice this word. I'll go first. Ready? T-H-E-N spells then. It sure does. First, we'll ride a horse and then we'll brush it. T-H-E-N. Will you do it with me, please? T-H-E-N, then. First, we'll ride our horse and then we'll get us some supper. All right, let's take our green crayon and let's underline the word then every time we see it with our green crayon. Underline it. You should find it six times. Yes, you should. The word then, T-H-E-N, then. You should find it six times. Underline it with your green crayon. If you make a mistake, don't worry. You can just cross it out. T-H-E-N, then. How many did you find? One, two, three, four, five, six. I found six. Did you? Howdy. All right. That's perfect. Okay, boys and girls, find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom. If you look at number one, I'm going to read a sentence to you and it has one of our sight words in it. So let's read it. It says, she will let me do it. Trace the letters in the word let. L-E-T, let. Move over. Let's write it on the line. L-E-T, let. She will let me do it. Try number two. Here is apple. Here is Anne. Trace the letters in Anne. A-N-Anne. Scoot over, write it on the line. A-N-Anne. Number three. Please this to her. Please give. Trace the letters and give. G-I-V-E. It says, please give this to her. I wonder if it's a cookie. Scoot over, write give on the line. G-I-V-E, give. And number four says, finish it and go. Finish it and then go. Trace the letters and then. T-H-E-N, then. Scoot over, write it on the line. T-H-E-N, then. Now go back up to the big fat sight words that we just colored. Let's read them going down. You be my echo. And give, let, then. Go back up to the top. Now let's read them in our cowboy voice. Ready? Let's do it together. And give, let, then. Last time, start at the bottom where the word then is, and let's go up. Then, let, give, and. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole activity. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.